Okay, now move back to line 4. Such is human nature that a great many people are often willing to sacrifice higher pay for the privilege of becoming white-collar workers. Maybe you want to ask me a question. What is human nature?
可能同学们要问，我们提到了人性，人性的什么方面呢？
Such is human nature that
同学们注意到了这个结构形式
such that that
引导同位语从句，进一步补充说明了 such 的基本内涵。在应用 such that 的时候，虽然我们没有出现形容词，但是在句意当中却包含了形容词的含义。
OK, now translate my sentence into Chinese. His kindness was such that we will never forget him. His kindness was such that we will never forget him.
那么这个句子也相当于什么呢？
He was so kind that we'll never forget him. He was so kind that we'll never forget him.
For another example,
such is human nature that we want to get a lot of things free. Such is human nature that we want to get a lot of things free.
这就是一种人性。什么是一种人性？我们想免费得到很多东西。 Such 的位置可以用于句首，用于句首的时候句子必须倒装。同学们发现了 Such is human nature that 那么在刚刚我所举到的例句当中，他的心肠如此之好，我们永远也忘不掉他的。
His kindness was such that
如果调到句首，
Such was his kindness，
注意倒装形式。
Such is human nature，
这就是人性。
That a great many people are often willing to sacrifice higher pay，
很多人都愿意牺牲自己的高工资。
For the privilege of becoming white collar workers，
而换取白领的好处。那么这里介词 for 表示一种目的了。
Be willing to do something
is be ready to do something， 心甘情愿的去做某事。
Are you willing to sacrifice your higher pay for the privilege of becoming white collar workers?
This can give rise to curious situations,
as it did in the case of Alfred Blocks, who worked as a dustman for the Elsmere Corporation.This can give rise to, lead to, cause.
那么这个动词短语表示引起、惹起，或还可以表达为 result in.
For example, such conduct might give rise to misunderstandings.
这样的行为可能会引起种种误会的。
Such conduct might give rise to misunderstandings. The bad conditions have given rise to a lot of crimes. Crime, C-R-I-M-E, crime,
犯罪。
The bad conditions have given rise to a lot of crimes.
这些不良的环境引起了不少犯罪行为。那么这一点呢，就引起了一种奇怪的社会现状。
So this can give rise to means this can lead to, or this can cause curious situations. As it did in the case of Alfred Block. In the case of,
同学们一定要注意
in case of 和 in the case of是完全不同的。In the case of 表示至于、就什么而言。Concerning, for instance, So dealing is no shame in the case of him.
偷窃对于他来说不是件可耻的事情。
So dealing is no shame in the case of him.
而 in case of 是连接词，表示万一，以防。
If there is, you should insure your house in case of fire.
你应该给你的房子上保险，以防失火。
You should insure your house in case of fire.
Take your umbrella in case of rain. 带上雨伞吧，以防下雨的。
So, in the text, as it did in the case of Alfred Block's,
那么他所表达的语义，以阿尔弗莱德·布洛克为例，他所表达的样子就是如此的。Who 引导定语从句，进一步说明了 Alfred Block 的情况。
Who worked as a dustman for the Elf Mill Corporation,
在埃尔斯米公司做清洁工的阿尔弗莱德·布洛克。
When he got married,Alfred was too embarrassed to say anything to his wife about his job. According to, too embarrassed to say, we know, Alfred was ashamed of his job as a dustman.
根据这里的结构形式 too embarrassed to say, 太尴尬而没有说明。我们知道阿尔弗洛德对他的工作作为一个垃圾清运工感到很羞耻
ashamed A-S-H-A-M-E-D ashamed
那我们在应用的时候常用于结构 be ashamed of
Alfred was ashamed of his job as a dustman
So we know
Alfred Block's wife knew nothing about his jobGet married,
这也是值得一提的一个语言点。我们在应用动词 marry,
M-A-R-R-Y,
这个词汇的时候，如果强调一个动作，他娶了这个姑娘
,he married the girl,
但如果表示一种状态，结婚了，我们常用于 get married 或 be married,所以说当他们结婚的时候
When he got married
When they got married 去年他们结了婚
Last year they got married
但如若表明跟某人已经结婚多长时间了我们常用的结构形式
Be married to somebody The old man has been married to his wifeFor 50 years.
Okay, are you clear?
To
句型结构太什么而不能在以后的篇章当中我们会继续讲解如何运用这个表达方式